Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we got a good speaker here today. He's a young man, just hungry. When I see Daniel, he cares about souls. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about, caring for other people more than ourselves. So I want to introduce Daniel Garcia.
Hallelujah. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. God bless. You guys can take your seats. I always start off by singing because I'm known as the short speaker. But you guys are lucky because it's Wednesday. I know y'all worked. I worked today. I'm tired. Not really. I'm not tired, but we're fine. But I'm going to start off by singing a song. Just worship with me. God's going to do something so amazing. And I know a lot of people are gone, pastor's gone, but God is here. And whenever God is here, anything can happen. Miracles happen when God is here. All right? Just worship with me as I sing. Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Whoa. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes, a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for washing our sins. Oh, oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before him. For he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Who's thankful for the blood of Jesus that washed you, that saved you, that washed every sin away, every burden that was keeping you down? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, music. You guys are amazing. You guys may be seated. So I'm never long, so you guys are welcome for that. So I was just thinking about what I wanted to preach on. Cecilia asked me for a title, and I didn't have a title to give her. So you're just going to go with it, and God's going to do something amazing in this place. Amen? Amen. So who here has ever carried something super heavy? Wow, I'm already messing up. Heavy. Come on. Yeah? You know, the kids trying to carry every single grocery from the car so you don't have to go back in the hot 105 degree weather. Yeah, that's me. And I drop the milk almost every time, or the eggs. Or men trying to be men in the gym and over put too many plates. I've never worked out a day in my life. I don't know what I'm talking about. But they're like, oh, you know, they can't even lift. My dad used to work out all the time when before Jesus Christ. And now he doesn't. But I remember he'd be like, yeah, drink his protein shake, lift, super strong, right? Or the wives with all the money in their purses. They're lifting that. And then the men afterwards with their shopping bags that the woman, all the clothes that the woman just bought. You know, just carrying everything around. I know we've all carried stuff that's super heavy. So I know all of you guys are probably annoyed about me talking about Europe. I don't know if I talked to anybody about Europe, but the people that are going to listen to this on podcast are annoyed. But I always talk about my trip to Europe, but it was super important to me. It was way different than America. Every time I did something dumb, a person would be like, you stupid American. And I was like, ooh, okay. Or that we'd walk around because, you know, I'm not as skinny as I used to be. And they'd be like, you fat American. I'm like, oh, okay. But it was amazing. I did 6 countries in 8 days traveling. We went to Paris. We went to Italy, all those crazy places. And we went backpacking. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's not fun. Don't do it. If you guys ever go to Europe, do not go backpacking. I started off with this little, not little, my friends had smaller backpacks, but I started off with like a regular size backpack. And, you know, I packed a few clothes or whatever, like 2 jeans and shirts, whatever, so we can go. And as time went on, you know, souvenirs, hello, you're in Europe. So I would add a shirt, every country I'd add gifts for friends. You know how many people become your friend when you go on a trip? So many people are like, hey, what are you going to get me from Paris? I'm like, I haven't talked to you in like 5 years. Why am I going to get you something, you know? And everybody became my friend. So next thing you know, I'm like shoving literal like pens, boxes of pens into my backpack. And I was like, good Lord. By the 3rd day, I was like, ooh, I can't even get past security because they're like, you can't fit that in the compartment above. You take that out. You and I started taking. I literally, in my lap on the airplane, I was holding shirts and my camera. And they're like, you need to put that under your seat. And I was like, well, and then I was trying to shut, you know, everyone's like waiting behind me and I'm all like shoving, like trying to shove it into the upper compartment. And I'm like, hold on, just a few more hours, we'll get it in there, you know, like me trying to get into some of my pants after I gained so much weight. I'm like, ooh, it's super tight, you know, but so I was doing all that. It was amazing. Great, like things to see over there. If you guys ever have a chance, go to Europe. Do not backpack. Worst decision of my entire life. So, yeah, and even with a giant backpack, you had to go into restaurants, and there's a point in time where they're like, you have to pay to bring in your backpack. And I was like, what? Like, because it was so big. You had to pay. You have to pay to sit down in Europe, and then I had to pay extra for my backpack because it was so big. I was walking around, you know, and I didn't notice. I turn around really fast. I smack a European right in the chest. I'm like, oh, there's a point in time where I was like walking across the street and they're all bikes and like crazy cars. And this lady like smacks my backpack while she's riding a bike. And I was like, what? And then as I turn around, I smack another person with my backpack. It's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't win. And it was such an annoying thing to carry around such a heavy backpack wherever I went. I was just like, man. And it was, man, we're walking. I walked like 10 miles a day. So, and we weren't walking no straight like here to Larry. We ain't got no mountains. That we're going like up hills. And I, like by the 30th step, I was like, whoo, you know, you got that sweat coming down. I'm like, what? They're like, look at the view. I'm like, yeah, I'll look at it down here. I ain't going up there, you know, because it was hard. It was so heavy what I was carrying in my backpack. So what I messed up on that was that I kept adding things to my backpack and didn't ever take the chance to like sit down and like get rid of everything. I couldn't wait for the burden to come off. So it was so easy to go, it's so easy now to go through life with a burden. It's not easy, but we can go through life with a burden on our back and just be like, I'll deal with it later. There's no problem. And this is such a simple and cliche thing, but it's so true. We go through life so much and we're like, oh, I'll deal with it later. I had an infection on my neck, and it's still kind of there. Awkward, huh? And they didn't do their job. And I was like, literally since August, I had this thing. And I waited like 5 months. I was like, so I was hiding it from my mom, and my cousin pointed it out to my aunt, and my aunt pointed it out to my mom. And then they're like, oh, I guess we got to go to the doctor and cut you open. I was like, Santa, I was trying not to do that. And I was like, hold, you know, and I was like, man, I knew I was going to have to deal with it because it was literally like a softball on my neck and I was looking all awkward. Everyone's like, what's that on your neck? And I'm like, I don't know what the heck it is. Who cares? Stop looking at it. Look at yourself in the mirror. And so, but the problem was when you have an infection is that it only gets worse. Who knew, huh? And I was like, dang it. So what happened was, is after a while, it just got worse and worse, and then cut it open, whatever. But relating it back to our lives is don't wait until you're about to explode, literally. Explode, like, what am I trying to say? Don't wait till the very end because it can literally, like, end your life. So what I was trying to say was stop carrying things around that you do not need. You don't need to carry around a burden. You don't need to put on a mask and cover up all of the sin, all of the, because, you know, it's so funny. When I was at GCU, I was like, God, I ran away from you. I ran away from my problem. I'm never going to CLC. And I was trying to cover it up. And you know what? In the end, God just showed, he's like, no, you need me. You need me. That's why God came on the cross. He robed himself in flesh, came on the cross. A God that is outside of time stepped into our time, robed himself in flesh so he can go on the cross and die for our sins. And some of us take it so for granted. I take it for granted so many times because I've been carrying around a burden that's been on my back and it keeps weighing me down like my giant old backpack that I carried around all over Europe. And I carry it and I carry it. And then at some point, you're just going to give up, want to give up and let it all go. You're going to throw in the towel. I was ministering to some of my coworkers. There's this lady who's gay, or a young woman who's gay, and I was just talking to her, and she's like, "I don't know what I am, this and that." And I'm like, "You're not meant to, like, it's not." And they're like, my pastor, Pastor Haney says at CLC, it's not hate speech. They want to make it hate speech, but it's not, because if hate speech is not telling them about the truth, that if you're going to keep living this life, you're not going to make it to heaven. That's hate speech, because you're going to end up in a burning fire and it ain't going to be pretty down there. That's not cool. I wouldn't want to lie to someone. But we're giving them love speech by telling them what's wrong. And she was like, "I don't know what I am and I need help." And I started talking to her about God, and, you know, she's whatever about it, but I'm praying that sometime she'll come back. But the main guy that I was talking to, it was about midnight, and we were just sitting in the break room, and he took off like his overshirt and had an undershirt, and he had cuts all over his arms, all over. I haven't told anybody this. I only told my pastor and Sister Grogan. He had cuts all over his arms. And I was like, "Hey, bro, like, what are those? Like, what are those?" Just kidding. "What are those, like, on your arms?" He was like, "Oh, nothing." And he was like pulling him down because I guess he forgot or whatever. I'm like, "Dude, like you don't." This is literally all I said. I'm like, "You don't have to do that to yourself." And tears began to like roll down his face. He couldn't even look at me. He was just like, I was like, "You don't have to do that to yourself." And he was like, "You don't even know. I do this because I want to focus on this pain rather than the pain that I've been going through. You don't know what I've been through." And I'm like, I don't know what you've been through. But I do know that there's a God that loves you so much that you don't have to cut yourself anymore. And today, tonight, I know this is like, it seems like a relaxed service, but I want you guys to know that you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to put on the mask. You don't have to sit there and act like you don't feel God's presence. You don't have to rebel just because you don't fit in. No, because in the end, when it all comes down to it, none of this matters. None of this earthly things. I look at my friends with the nice cars, the nice clothes, all of this stuff, and I'm like, "Man, I wish I had that." And then, "Don't compare yourself to one another." I'm like, "Oh, whatever. If I want Gucci, I want Gucci. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm like, "Man, I want, like, I see like women walk in with like nice backpacks. I'm like, "Man, like, I want a Gucci backpack, but I don't got $2,500 to blow." But where was I even going with this? Good Lord. Yeah, please. just wanting all of their stuff, and I was just like, "Man, I need to stop doing that," because that's what I was doing. None of this matters. I mean, yeah, it's nice to have nice things, but in the end, what are we really wanting? We want to make it to heaven because God came, and all he wants is a relationship with you, because he died on the cross, and he shed his blood just to have a relationship with you. He literally cut off his covenant with Israel for a season. He cut off with a season for a dispensation. We're not going to get into all that. He cut off his covenant with Israel so that he can come and he can look, shift his eyes to the Gentiles. We are Gentiles. So, and he came and died on the cross, said, "Here, I want to give you guys, all of us, a chance, because the burden is heavy, is it not?" You know, when a preacher comes up here and starts talking just straight up to you, and you're like, "Man," and it's like all on you, and you're like, "Woo, good Lord, I can't carry it no more." That's what this altar here is for. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, you have to die daily because God expects that from you. You can't make it by yourself. There's no way that you can make it. And again, like I was saying before, because I think it's so important that people, this is what I'm going to say. I love little kids because they are so real. Are they not? I have Sunday school kids, kindergarten, pre-K, Sister Sherry knows, they come up and they tell you whatever. They'll tell you, they'll tell you the whole family's problems. They'll tell you the dog's problems. They'll tell you other church members' problems. I'm like, where'd you hear that from? Where are you guys going? They'll tell you everything. There's a little girl. I'm like, you don't want to be in here? You know us, we'd be like, yeah, I just don't want to be in there. But she was like, no, I'm shy. And I was like, oh, you go ahead, leave. But, you know, they're so honest. But that's what God really wants from us, is to tear down those walls that we keep putting up and stop hiding from God. Because you can't hide from, he knows what you're going through. Just go with it. He knows the burden that's on your back. Just give it to him. Stop putting up a front and a mask. You cannot run away from the issues and problems that you're facing. One day you're going to be so overwhelmed with those problems that you're just going to come completely crashing down. That's where my whole infection story came into place. I waited till the very end, and then all of my life was breaking into pieces. Like, oh my gosh, I had to come home all the time. I was like, good Lord. But don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till that very edge where you're like, man, I can't take this no more. Because it'd be so much easier at the very beginning to cut it off and be like, God, I'm right here and I can't do it without you. I know you died on the cross for my sins and that you can take this burden off. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Please take it. But there is a time where God's going to take you through something because an olive has to go through a press to get the oil and the anointing. So sometimes you got to go through it and go through that breaking process. But when you're in sin or you're dealing with something, be like, God, take this burden. I can't take it no more. Only you can take it, because that's why you came and died on the cross for me. Because I want to live an everlasting life with you in heaven. Amen? So, and this isn't just for new people, like in church that barely learn. The burden isn't heavy just for new people. If you look at Judas walked with God. Pastor Grogan, Judas, you walked with me. You walked with me. You talked with me. You heard, who do you say that I am? Or whatever the scene was. And Judas walked with God, and he messed up. Did he not? He sold God for how many pieces over? 30. Trash. Literal trash. And then they're like, I'd give you 100 pieces of gold for whatever. And it's like, are you serious, Judas? The God who healed bodies, who touched people, you sold him for 30 pieces of silver? Come on, really? But that's the flesh, obviously. But the thing was, Judas still had a chance after. He came to the priest, was like, I don't want your dirty money, and gave it away. But Judas still had a chance, but he let that burden continually go on him until he hung himself. And now, I'm not a judge. I'm not the judge. So I can't say anything where Judas is, but he hung himself. So y'all know where, most likely where he ended up. So God is the only one who can heal all of the wounds and pain that you have. I know that, like, it may be cliche, but drugs, alcohol, all that. I've never had drugs or alcohol, so I can't relate. But I know friends who drink until they can't, like, even see anymore. And I'm like, that's the weekend you had? I'm like, I was here praying, and you were out drinking and, like, getting cross-faded, whatever. I don't know if any of y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about because I never done it. But all these people, they're like, yeah, I drank 95 shots. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You spent, like, $140 to get blacked out while I went to church where God can release me from all that nasty, crusty stuff that nobody wants. Like, why would you even do that? So God is the only one that can fill your heart and fill those empty spaces. So life does not get easier after, like, you have your breakthrough. Obviously, in the moment, yeah, it gets lifted. But like I said before, God is still going to push and he's still going to press and, like, break you, like the potter's house. He's going to break you and mold you into what you want. But are you going to let him break and mold you? Or are you going to be like, no, I want to be a teapot. What? That's not what God. And then he's going to back break. And you're like, I want to be a bowl for cereal. No, break. He's gonna build you into what you want. Stop trying to be the hand of God. And he's the author and finisher of our faith. You're not the author. Don't take the pen from God. Because when, like my aunt has told me, when you begin to put your hands on the situation, God says, okay, do it. But when you say, God, I can't do it no more, he says, okay, I'll put my hands on the situation. You just got to learn to back up and let God take control of anything. So Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, Cecily, if you could put that up for me. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Can we say it together? You guys seem a little tired. Let's wake her up here. Come on. Let us lay aside every weight. Ready? Let us lay aside every single weight. Not some of them, because when you take some, the problem's still not gone. Hello? You're still facing all the junk you were facing before. Just let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Verse 2. And let us run with patience and the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That's why you don't have to be afraid about tomorrow. I learned about finances, and good Lord, I am scared for my future. Credit cards are no joke. Paying gas and bills. I'm going to NAYC. I'm like, man, I kind of understand what struggling with finances are. And I'm like, man, should I work 2 more weeks and get whatever slump of money or go? But the patience, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, because he's the one that is in control, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross for you because he knew you were going to be here tonight, and he knew that you were going to be going through things, even though you might have a mask on and act like you're not struggling. He knew you were going to be here. That's why he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So our God, oh, just kidding. I already did that. So the amazing part, and I am closing. If I could have music, please. So we can all stand, please. Told you I was going to be short. But I know that God wants to do something amazing. And I want everybody to come, if you can, come to the altar. And I want you to get rid of, not right now, but when I call you guys up, but let everything aside. You can't be carrying around this weight any longer, because God died on the cross for you and for your sin that you have been carrying. And everyone knows, or it's the people that are struggling with it, you know. And it's going to take a step of faith to come to the altar and be like, look, I have a problem, but I want to let everything go. Daniel, because I'm a human, I have a problem, but I want to leave it all right here, because I can't be, how am I supposed to go reach people that if I'm bound myself? I can't unlock chains if my chains won't let me go so far. You're being weighed down by the sin of the world. You have to let go at some point. So the amazing part of this all is that you can, just like the song I said, come to the altar and give up every hurt, every pain that you've had, and God will remove it. Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together. So reason there does not mean, oh, like, like, I'll reason with you, like, I'll, like, work with you. No. That's not how God's law works. God's law is you got to listen to his commandments. By saying reason, he's like, I'm going to give you another chance. So reason, he's like, I'll let you follow my commandments and not kill you. That's what it is, but in old terms. Come now and let us reason together. After Israel did all of the junk, they kept messing up. And some of us, you keep messing up and you're like, God, I'm coming to you again with the same problem. I know I said I'm sorry, but I'm going to say I'm sorry again. And I know I said I'm sorry, but I'm saying sorry again. But Israel kept messing up and they kept falling into idolatry and all of this crazy stuff. But God said, and let us reason together. He said, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isn't that amazing? That he's willing to, even though you've messed up so many times, and he took nails in his hands, and he put a crown of thorns on his head, and whips all over his back, that he's still saying, look, come now and let us reason. You still have a chance. I'm giving you a chance. And Pastor is so right about the almost message. What if this is your last time? You do not know what's going to happen right when you walk out these doors. I've seen so many terrible car crashes, and God forbid any of us get in one. But my sister, she got in a head-on car crash. She could have easily passed away. My baby sister could have easily passed away at 3 years old when she had that terminal sickness, the bacterial infection. But today may be your last day to say, God, I don't want this burden anymore, and I can't take it. And I don't want anybody to leave this altar until you know something's been changed, because I don't want to have that set on my heart that God, that you guys left and something bad happened, but that you guys didn't change. So if we could all come to the altar, and I just want us to pray, God, the prayer of repentance, say, God, I am so sorry for every sin, everything that I have done. Thank you, Jesus.
The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness.
His arms are wide open. He washed you with his blood. Just take it as love. Let his love wash you. Let his blood wash you. Let every burden, every single weight that's been on you, it can go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to carry it around any longer, because he died for our sins. And he can wash your mind. He can save you right here and right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of
Amen,
Jesus
amen.
Christ.
Thank you, Daniel. Great message. You know, let's, you know, lay everything down. Let's not add stuff like his backpack. Let's come to the, just give it all to God. And you'll watch that everything's going to come to pass. And you'll be rich in him. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed.